Today's gospel, we hear and we see about how an account of how Jesus appeared to the disciples on the road to Emmaus, and how he came and talked and showed himself and appeared in his resurrected form to the apostles. So we hear in today's gospel how he is talking to both of them, and suddenly he appears to them. Mysterious way that Jesus comes in his risen presence and is hidden and then appears. And we can imagine how startling and unnerving that was for them. Very unusual thing to be happening to them. And they were beginning to kind of think, well, Jesus was alive, maybe. Mary Magdalene had said something to them. But when the people from the disciples on their road to Emmaus come back, they have that confirmed. And then he appears to the apostles himself. So this resurrection is kind of an unnerving thing for them, but when Jesus appears to them, he comes and he brings and he says, "Peace be with you." He brings them out of their doubt and disbelief and brings them to the beginnings of a new life of sharing in his resurrected life. We come here today and the Lord is in our midst. The risen Lord is here today, and it's very startling that we don't recognize that so easily in our life because he is so hidden from us. But Jesus comes and he brings us his peace, and we see that his risen life is here in the midst of the church, especially when we come and we celebrate the Eucharist and we break bread. Jesus comes and he shows the people his resurrected body. And he says to them, "See, come and see the wounds in my side, my hands and my feet in my side. Come and see that they are real. And there's a real person with a real body here." And he asks them to give him something to eat, a piece of fish. And they do that for him. It's very much like the way that we heard in Friday's gospel, where Jesus took the 5 loaves and 2 fish and provided bread and fish for 5,000 people. Jesus gave this miracle to them and a great gift. And now he is coming back and he is asking for a piece of fish. What God in Jesus gives to us, we are called to give back to him. We come to celebrate the Eucharist. We come to celebrate his risen presence in the bread and wine that become his body and blood, real body and blood of Jesus. We see how this is a great, great gift. And when we come to heaven, we are also to bring the kind of Eucharistic life and love that Jesus has shown us to us in our lives back to God in Jesus in heaven. It's not just one way. God first of all comes and gives us the greatest gift, but he invites us to bring that kind of gift back to him in heaven, and also to do that to the people who are living in the world with us. We are also called to feed ourselves and the hungry of our world with real bread, with a physical nourishment, but we're also called to bring them to understand and to come and share in the Eucharistic food that we celebrate in the Mass. And we need both these kinds of food to come and share in the new resurrected life that God is inviting us to grow into. We won't have that fully till we get into heaven, but right now we're in the beginnings and in the middle of coming to share in the Eucharistic life of God in the mystery of our becoming like Jesus in our bodies. And fully when we are transformed into a resurrected body in the next life. That is to begin here. We are coming to have the spiritual food, the Eucharist, to have that happen. And we see that that's real. That's not something that just exists in our minds. Not something that, we don't have to make real in our bodies and in our persons and in the lives that we live in. But we come and we share in this new life of Jesus Christ, a risen life. And we do that especially when we are together with the Lord and his presence, and together with each other. We are united in our bodies and spirits through the Holy Spirit living in our midst and living in our lives. So we're coming to see that we are called to be the body of Christ, the place where Jesus dwells. Our risen life comes from knowing that when we receive the Eucharist, Jesus, who is with us in many ways and on the outside, is also with us and becomes part of our life when we receive him in the Eucharist. He lives in our hearts and minds and souls. He lives in our whole person so that we are strengthened and nourished and giving the life of the Holy Spirit to come and share that with the world, because it has first been given to us. This coming to know and understand how this happened through Jesus' cross, through his suffering and death and resurrection, and which the disciples on the road to Emmaus and the 12 apostles saw was real when they saw the marks in his hands and feet and the wound in his side, from which God gushed forth new life for the world and the beginnings of our resurrected life. Jesus, when he appears to the disciples on the road to Emmaus and when he comes and appears to them, to the 12, he explains to them the meaning of his suffering, that this suffering was necessary for him to come to the new life of the resurrection so that we and they could share in that life, the life of being part of the resurrected life of Jesus in our own lives. It says in the gospel how their minds were opened, and we see how the prophets talked about that in the suffering that the Messiah would come and experience, a Messiah that the people of Israel didn't think was going to happen. They thought he was going to be a worldly Messiah like King David. But it was another kind of Messiah who came in weakness and to share in everything, and even our human suffering, that this new life unfolded. We see how the prophets of the Old Testament foretold this. We hear about this in the suffering servant of the prophet Isaiah, in Jeremiah, whose own sufferings when he was talking about the destruction of Jerusalem. And we see in prophet Ezekiel, they all talked about a Messiah in which there was going to be suffering. Suffering that wouldn't just end there, but would come to a new kind of life. And no one understood that fully or saw how that was fulfilled until Jesus came to be that kind of Messiah for them, for the people of Israel, and for every nation, and for us. We are called to know that the cross and suffering and our having our suffering united with Jesus' suffering are our kind of new life and resurrection united with Jesus' resurrection by his gifts is the way that we come to be the persons that we are called and were created and called to be. New life, resurrected life. And we see how we need also to learn how this life is is contradicted excuse me, in some ways, in the ways the world teaches us. And we see in the second reading how, in the letter to John, how John says to the people, well, this life is given to you. These words that I speak to you and are given to you so that you may not sin. And he goes on to talk to them and to talk to us about how, well, this happens for all of us. All of us are going to sin after we begin to come and share in God's life, and even from now until we come to our place in heaven with all the angels and saints and Jesus. But it goes on to talk about how we have an advocate in Jesus Christ on our side all the time to come and bring us back from not keeping the commandments, from not keeping his teachings, from not keeping the new life that he has given to us, and to come back in a way that we can do that because we got Jesus on our side. He's an advocate who's sticking up for us, going to bat for us. And there's a way out for everyone. A way out for everyone here, a way out for everyone who for all the other people who don't come to church. When they come to see that Jesus came and the Holy Spirit are here to provide an opening, and no matter what happened before, there is a new life for them and for each one of us as well. And because we have this mercy from God, we share this mercy with others. We share this forgiveness for others. We don't come and say, well, the sin is the truth that we're called to. God says to us, I came to save sinners. I came to bring the truth and have them grow into that truth. But Jesus loves the sinner, not the sin, hates the sin. There is nothing in the sin that is something except something that's turned away from God, turned away from the way that we are to live as God's people, turns us away from our true selves. We are called to believe in a resurrected life. We are called to come and to turn from sin, to repent and to believe in the good news like we hear in today's gospel that all the apostles and John the Baptist talked about the same thing. Believe in the good news and repent from your sins. That's what we're also called to. On Ash Wednesday, each one, when they received ashes, says, repent and believe in the good news. We are called to Jesus, we are called to his resurrected life, and we are called to turn from evil and sin.